So we had some things, some parcels, you know, a package we opened just now. I wonder whether those who looked before or some others would like to come up and open some more things with me and have a look at them. Got some more. Ooh, could you? Is the microphone over there? Did I put it down? What have I done with it? No, thank you. Brilliant. Right, do you want to come up and have a look? Right. Going to the talk. Go on, up you come. Now let's see what we got. Oh, here we go. We've got, here we go. Right, there's three. I suggest you kind of have a look at them between you. Come on, who wants to have a look, at this? Come on, who's going to have a go? Go on, you can do it between you. Put it down on the floor and have a go at it. Go on. So, what have we got here? Let's have a look. We've got a packet, a parcel, and we've opened it. And what have we got here? We've got some gifts inside. Let's see what we've got. What have we got? Who's going to tell me? What are they? Do you want to give me the obvious answer first? They are?
Books.
They're books. Well, good. Okay. Now, some people will be really excited by this. Others less so, maybe. And we've got some different books here, haven't we? What have we got there? That one says Victorian. A Victorian School. That one says, oh, going back a bit further, Life in Ancient Greece. But that's a colouring book, so that might be, you know, some people might prefer that one. And this one is, what's the red one? It says, Theory is Fun. Grade one. It's a grade one. It's easy as well. It's music. It's a music theory book, a start one.
And,
yeah, and it's got words, and it's got pictures, and it's got music. So it's like, that's, I don't know, who's excited by that?
Anyone?
That one, you like that one? Okay, you might be. Yeah, okay. See, some people are going to be excited by those things. And actually, that's a real gift, is learning is a fantastic thing that you can do. And that might mean, if that's the gift that God has given you, that you are going to use that in some way. For instance, you see, some people might kind of say, books, well, okay. But actually, books might lead to learning to do something. For instance, like being a doctor. There's lots of learning. So, I mean, let's look around our congregation. Who, for instance, who in their life has things that involve the learning they did? Who works in medical or medical stuff? Come on, stand up. Come on, who has done? Come on. Or teachers, people who work in education or have done. Well, see? Okay. Yeah, Jeff, you can fit in there as well. Yeah, that's fine. Or some of you are really nervous. It's like, it's all right, you know. It's okay. All those things. And there are people here who are engineers, lawyers, all sorts of things. Okay, right. So sometimes our gift is in learning. Let's see what our next parcel has in it. Go on then. Oh, look at that. Carefully moving that one away. There we go. Here we are. Who's going to have a look at this? Okay, another parcel. Oh, yes. You see, Jesus, when he sees people using their gifts, says, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. What gift have we got now? Oh, no, that's my third parcel. Don't throw it. Yeah, I could see that going somewhere at quite a rate. And that might have been bad news, as you'll see in a minute. Okay, so what have we got next? Do you want to stand up and so people can see? Although I think if we open our parcel, we have, what have we got? Come on, obvious answer. Anyone want to tell me an obvious answer what it is?
A bowl and a spoon.
A bowl and a spoon. That's right, and an exciting package. There we go. Wouldn't you know? Now, you see, and we have the gift of pretending to be something else using a carrier bag. You see, that's another gift we didn't know was going to get exercised this morning. Okay, so Here we go. And so this could be that someone becomes, in their life, a good cook with their family and their friends. Or maybe, oh yes, some of you, this is a generational thing. All the things we learnt from the Swedish chef. Okay? But you see, and we've got a more realistic picture here. So maybe it's going to be that you're going to, that you use your gifts at home or with other people. Okay, let's see. Who in their life uses the ability to make and cook for other people? Come on. Okay. Oh, some of you are willing to stand. Some of you are hands. That's okay. Okay. Who's worked in places where serving other people is important? Look at these hands going up. That might be in an office. It might be. But who has done things where things are practical? Again, some of our engineers here, you see. If my wife was here, she would remind you that one of her lecturers said, mechanical engineering will never die because at the end of the day, you always need someone to make something for you. God gives us all sorts of gifts that are practical. Right. Our next slide. Again, Jesus says when we use the gifts we have, well done, good and faithful servant. Would you like to put that on the table? And perhaps we could put the books on the table as well. That would be really, really good. Okay, I've got a third parcel for us to unwrap. Okay, who'd like to unwrap my third parcel? Okay, have a go between you, but be slightly gentle, maybe. Okay, let's unwrap our third parcel on the screen as well. There we are. Now, some of you, this could be a bit of a Moses at the Red Sea moment. Some of you may have good memories. Others of you may be in the same family, have bad memories. What have we got?
A recorder.
Actually, we have got a recorder. We've actually got a descant recorder. In fact, I'm aware that Liz sat over there, who plays the tenor recorder, might also be in one. I don't know which camp she might be about, whether a descant recorder is a gift of a musical instrument or not. Almost certainly she played one at one time, but she might regard it as an instrument of torture rather than... So you can play, can you? Okay. Go on then. You could, yeah, well, we're near enough at the right time of year for that. So go on. Go on. Come on. You see, you did say you can play. You see? You know? You can. You can. But you don't really want to do it in front of everybody else, do you? No. 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 Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. One a penny, two a penny. Hot cross buns. Okay. Hold that. Like that. That's one of the tunes. There's another tune, is there? Well, I'll tell you what. It's Shrove Tuesday in a few weeks' time. Feel free to come along and show us how you can play Hot Cross Buns on your recorder. You don't have a recorder? I suspect recorders like teeth can be provided. But what if we take a gift or a skill we have and we hide it or we don't use it? You see, that's a tricky thing. We're going to invite you to show your gift sometime, definitely. And remind me if we haven't done it in a few weeks' time. You've told us, you're welcome. You could just do it for two or three people somewhere. You don't have to do it in front of everybody. We're getting into a conversation here. This is interesting. Go on.
It's just A, B, G.
Okay. Well, there we go. That'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
I can show you without playing it.
You can show me without playing. I'll tell you what, you show everyone without playing it then. That's an interesting idea. But in that story that Jesus told, he makes a profound point about us having gifts and using them. And actually, you're just showing everyone, that's a way of using your gift. Do you want to put the recorder on the table? There we are, with the other things. I think we'll lay it down, yes. I think our volunteers need a round of applause as they go and sit down. Thank you ever so much. Go on, go and sit down, that's fine. It's brilliant. It's fine. It really is fine. What the third servant says in the Bible reading, if we'd had it, says, "Master, I knew that you were a very hard man." And actually, it was, whereas for the first two who did something, who you received a gift from their master, and actually a talent was an enormous amount, somewhere between 5 and 15 years' wages, average wages, was a talent. It's a huge amount. So even to be given one talent was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Two of them used their gifts in the service of their master and others. And things happened. They served as servants. The third one, out of his fear and unwillingness to do anything at all. Well, he had what he got, but it got covered in dirt. And Jesus suggests that actually sometimes we lose things when we don't use the gifts we have and serve. You see, I love this quote that says, "Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God." Never misunderstand that the things we can do with our heads and our hearts and our hands are God's gift to us. But what we do with them is our gift to one another and to Him. And that is how we serve. I want to say a big thank you to all those who've taken part in this morning's service and to all those who help the serving life of our church, both in the church and in our community, and those who have done things on a wider basis. I invite you always to use your gifts wisely in God's service and for His glory, because we give back to the God who gave everything in Jesus. And that's why we have a cross at the center of our church. It's not like an Oscar, a prize for using our gifts. All He knew was used to show, help us to know God. All He did was used to serve, to be a servant and to heal. All He could do was given for you and for me and for the world in which we live. And He invites us to receive that gift and to give our lives for Him and to Him. We're going to pray in a few minutes, but before that we're going to sing together. We're going to sing the song Longing for Light, and as we sing that, our offering of our gifts of money will be received.